Dieting and weight loss are things that are often prescribed to people with a number of conditions, and the results are always more on the positive side. Anyone who is morbidly obese or overweight, has type 2 diabetes, or some other gastrointestinal problem can benefit from this sort of diet restriction regime. However, not all things that glitter are gold, and not all diets are good. Diet is mainly based on balanced food that will help you get the overall nutrition that your body needs to live a healthy life. But, some of the diets that you come across nowadays are far away from this principle and more about a goal, in most cases weight loss. But is it really healthy? Let's find out. 1. Vegan diet. A vegan diet is maintained on a plant-based food intake only and does not include any animal products, even dairy. The diet is being marketed as one that allows animals to have a better life and not be raised as slaughter fodder. Vegans often substitute popular foods like bacon and steaks with vegan steak and vegan bacon that is made from processed plant-based foods and looks like real meat. What's the problem? Vegan diets often miss out on the complete chains of amino acids that are only found in animal protein. However, the diet can be supplemented with protein powders and the likes. However, vegan diets are filled with a whole lot of processed food along with natural veggies, and many researchers say that it is a major drawback. 2. Paleo diet. Paleo diet is another latest diet made for weight loss and is based on the principle that we should not consume anything that was not available 5,000 years ago. This is why most of the diet components range from fresh veggies, fish, eggs, and meat. It says a huge no to processed food because that is supposedly the reason of all our problems, and even advises raw veggies intake. What's the problem? It can cause a lot of indigestion for people who are not accustomed to having minimally cooked food and raw veggies, and put excessive stress on your liver. Also, since the body is busy working on digesting your food, lethargy and even sexual problems in some cases may arise. 3. Keto diet. This diet is based on a high protein, high fat, and low carb diet, which forces the body to burn its stored fat for energy and produces ketones in the liver, from where it gets its name. Keto diet is generally very low in carbs, and that can have some kind of impact on your energy levels. It's becoming very famous for weight loss all over the world, but there are still some problems. What's the problem? Firstly, the low amount of carbs can be a curse for your body, and you might even lose all your energy and feel lethargic in the beginning. Also, according to many GI specialists, it also affects your muscles and can contribute in the loss of it. In fact, a keto diet is not a long-term solution because of the kind of carb deprivation it makes the body go through, and many dieters gain back the weight once they come back to normal regime. Now that you know why GI specialist North Carolina ask you to stay from fad diets, decisions are probably going to become a lot easier. And if you have already started it and are facing the side effects, then get in touch with GI specialist Holly Springs today and solve your problems.